I'm okay if you're okay.
Director Terrence Spivey is rehearsing a scene from a new play called The Bloodless Jungle with actor Leon Bibb. It's going to be a staged reading of the political drama. No sets, no special lighting. Just actors sitting on the stage reading scripts this weekend at Caramu House Theater.
Maybe you just aren't hungry enough, not willing to sacrifice a few...
Leon, let's just take it back a bit. That last line, maybe you just aren't hungry enough.
Yeah.
I want you to really salivate over that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
This test production comes in the wake of an announcement that Spivey will lose his job as Caramu's artistic director at the end of the season. He was one of 15 employees laid off at the storied Cleveland institution last week. Executive Director Tony Sias says the cuts were difficult but necessary.
We looked at the entire organization. Every department was impacted.
Sias says that includes a long-standing daycare operation, once an important part of the organization's public service mission, but which more recently got poor quality ratings from the state. He hopes to retool a suspended arts education program and bring it back this fall. Only 9 employees now remain at America's oldest black theater company.
Caramu is one of the most important in the United States.
Michael Kaiser is chairman of the DeVos Institute of Arts Management, a Washington-based agency that helps arts groups remain viable in a time of aging audiences and increased competition for the entertainment dollar. This past September, a DeVos report examined issues facing arts organizations of color.
And what we found was over the last 10 years that this sector was not growing at all in terms of revenue, and yet we've had inflation, and other arts organizations are growing. So that what happens is if you're not growing at all, you're falling behind.
One key reason is donor bases. For example, Kaiser says the typical mainstream organization might raise 60% of its funding from individual donors, while the average minority-led arts group raises less than 10% of its support from individuals.
And this is critical because in place of individual donors, organizations of color are relying on foundations and government agencies. And those agencies are either capped or reducing how much they fund, so that arts organizations of color have a hard time growing with the economy.
Caramu felt that pain in 2014 when the United Way of Greater Cleveland cut back on the number of area programs it funded, amounting to a nearly $115,000 loss for Caramu. Then, Cuyahoga Arts and Culture turned down the organization's 2-year operating funds request. CAC's Karen Gall Mills says that was in the neighborhood of $145,000.
They didn't make their best case in their application about where they were going with the forward direction. They didn't put their best foot forward.
Gall Mills notes that Caramu was going through a leadership transition at the time, which may have led to a subpar presentation. She adds that CAC has awarded the organization a couple of special grants to help as they reorganize. Former Caramu board member Peter Lawson Jones says Caramu's management issues are longstanding.
And I've got to be honest, I think that the executive leadership at Caramu over the last several decades has been, diplomatically put, less than inspiring.
But Jones says he's enthused by the promise of Tony Sias, who was appointed executive director this past fall. Jones says Sias has both the theater chops and the management skills to tackle a tough job. For his part, Sias won't get into the specifics about the budget problems that led to last week's cuts, and he's not looking back.
It was important for us to come up with a lean team and to take Caramu and our work to 2.0.
Among other things, Sias says that 2.0 means adding newer and younger faces to the audience, perhaps through concerts and poetry readings. A new strategic plan for this tenacious Northeast Ohio institution is due to go before the Board of Directors of Caramu next month. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.